My little EA busy, it isn't just wanting, all of us of course, it isn't just wanting to fix things. It is always wanting to fix something and get something, get rid of something when it's activated. But in my case, it's got a big quality of trying. I'm trying to something, I'm trying to fix, I'm trying to get rid of. Because when you look closely at it, it isn't that effective. It thinks it can get, or get rid of, or figure out, or blame somebody so they'll change, or whatever it's doing, judging. But it isn't actually a success. Like if you look closely at that mind of yours doing that, busily doing its strategy, it doesn't get to the place of like, yay, I've got it, it's done it, fantastic. That was really smart, I really figured it out. It's an ongoing thing, isn't it? It's like always trying to figure it out, and then it's not just you get this figured out, it's that you, oh, there's something to figure out, oh, no, there's something else I better need, oh, this isn't okay. It's like it's a constant, ongoing, busy, never gets quite satisfied. It doesn't go like, great, good job done, success. We don't do that, do we? We are never really satisfied by that strategizing, by that survival kind of mind. It doesn't work. We think it will for some reason, and we go on our whole lives doing it, believing it's supposed to be helpful, but it doesn't ever quite succeed. That's interesting, isn't it? It's a little disconcerting, a little embarrassing, I think. So that what it's really doing is trying to make things better. It's trying to get rid of this and to sort that out. So that's all it's trying to do. And I have to be grateful, thank you, to our assistants, because they're trying to make us happy, as i.e. survive. But we're surviving. We have food in the fridge, and we have friends. We're healthy on the whole. We have a lot of the things we need. We got clothing, and yet we're still trying something more. It's bad. It's also exhausting. It's exhausting. So, how do we not do this? It's a habit, and it's a survival habit, and so we've always done it. So that alone is a huge amount of power. But the reason why this is so challenging, this meditation, is because we have to do this with a different approach, not this busy trying to get approach. We're learning another whole mode, but it's like an unlearning. It's a much lesser, slower, simpler mode. It certainly isn't busy. It certainly isn't trying. It isn't strategizing. It isn't thinking. It isn't figuring it out. It isn't fixing anything. It's way less. It's way, way less. What we're doing is giving up all this clever, sophisticated busy activity we're asked to do. And so then what? What's left? Nothing much. Being here. Being here and let the mind just stay here. Present awareness. Simple. It's so simple. It's so little. It's so not busy. We just don't know how to even find that. It's way too simple. It's way too not busy. We're trying to be complicated about it and strategize and how to get skills and what does this mean and if I do this and count this and learn all these lists, and that's the same old attitude, the attitude of trying, the attitude of getting something other sorted out later. It's stopping. No adding. Coughing is happening, period. No adding, no comment, no nothing. Sound, that's all that's happening. We're busy with adding. Your knee is aching. Period. Aching. Is aching in the knee? Okay, it's aching. worry, plan, imagine. Don't do any of that. Just feel what it is you're feeling. You know, I mean, I often think of how, you know, EA, this, she becomes, very often she becomes 3 years old, a kid acting out. It's so obvious, it's so, we all understand how they do it, but when a three-year-old is acting out and she's getting all uppity and getting all busy and running around, sort of losing it, what do we say to her? The best way to deal with her is just like, it's okay, come on, shh. It's okay. We're 1.5 year old. I have a 1.5 year old granddaughter now. It's okay. We need to be soothed. This little part of ourselves, which gets so busy trying to make it better and figure it out. It's okay, just like this. Calm down. Don't get so clever. Don't get ahead of yourself. It's all right. We need reassuring. Well, based on fear, our survival mechanism, that busy little mind, is actually attuned to fear. It's like, is it okay? What do I need? We're vigilant. We're hyper-vigilant. We need reassurance. It's okay. Calm down. Settle down. Just this. Just stay here. Don't have to go off and put something up. Just come here. And you sit quietly with your mind and, but I think I'll just shop a little bit, or maybe I'll just adjust my posture. Maybe I should bring a different blanket for tomorrow. Shh, just quieten down. Just come here. But. One thing I would say to myself when I'm doing intensive retreat, when my mind gets really subtle and I can watch it for long periods of time, I say to myself, cut the bargaining. Because I have this, I will get really concentrated, but I'm just going to do this first. I'm just going to get this right, and sort this out, rearrange my room a little bit, and do this, and then that. Then, after I've gone for a good long walk, then I'll have a good sit. Cut the bargaining. Push the bargaining. Just this little, nothing, ordinary, quiet being. Enough. We are so hungry for stimulus, for more, for complexity. We just are hungry. We're just looking, chasing. We don't need any of that. In fact, not that we don't need it, that's the problem. It's all of that fabricating, all of that busyness is what's so exhausting, and that's the stress. Dropping all of that, here we are. And it's just simple. So simple. Easy. Relax. We're not relaxed, we're tense. Relax. Relax. Calm. Don't do anything. Don't go anywhere. Stay here with the mind. It's so simple, but it's so hard to do because we're just Never do it. Another thing that really helps is as we begin to be able to shh and calm down and stop adding, we will have moments when it is simple, when it's just peaceful and it's just quiet. And it's those moments, it's from those moments, because they're sort of ordinary. They're nothing. They're not fantastic and rich and complicated, and there's nothing to say about it. Nothing to describe. It doesn't have a lot of character that's anything. It's just freedom from all the stuff that you could describe. But from the moments where it's so simple and calm, and busy EA is receded and nothing going on in my mind, sort of ordinary, quiet simplicity, from those moments, when busy steps up and starts churning again, you really can feel the difference. And when you feel the churning, you feel the activity, and you feel when you feel that, however you can feel it, experience churning, being busy, worrying, which you can only feel in the contrast of having a break from it, then it becomes really obvious. It's exhausting. oh, here we go, up come the shoulders, and the teeth start getting, you know, getting grinding, and the mind is spinning along, and pulse is going up, and all of that, nervous system's getting all, we can experience that that's exhausting. It's as we experience the cost of that, that our deep inner well-being doesn't want to keep paying that price. And so it's going to recognize, I'm getting all caught up and wound up and entangled and clinging and busy and and that we'll drop it. We can let it go, relinquish it, and be quiet. Just be here. Be behind all that activity. Let it be lighter. Let it go without being so oppressed by it. And it's the experience of the contrast that increases our ability to be lost in it. It's when we've got nothing to compare it to and it's normal. You know, the fish in the ocean has no idea it's in the water, but take it out of the, put it on the deck of the boat for a while and it'll really miss the water and it'll see the difference. So as soon as you take the busy mind and quieten it down for a moment, it can really see how busy it gets. But when you're just carrying on your normal day, it's normal, you can tell. So we need that perspective, and as we get more of the perspective, we're going to want more. It grows on itself that way. So then the giving up, well, the not doing it doesn't become like, I must do that. It's like, oh, give me a break. We don't want to do it. And we catch ourselves getting caught again. It's like, I don't want to be so upset. I don't want to struggle like this. And so the system, it happens automatically. It just starts resting more easily. Like, this is painful. It's like, you realize you're holding something that's burning or something. Like, rope burn is one of the descriptions for, you know, no mindfulness, no presence. Hanging onto something and it's whizzing along and it's ripping through your fingers, it hurts you.